and the unemployment rate jumped by half a percentage point in May. According to the Labor Department, it's the biggest monthly increase in more than 20 years. It's also further evidence that the country may be in a recession. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
The U.S. economy lost nearly 50,000 jobs last month. May was the fifth straight month in which the job market has declined. The last time that happened, in 2001 and 2002, the nation was in recession. But in today's jobs report, analysts focused on another worrisome number.
But the real stunner in this report is that the unemployment rate surged from, it was 5% in April, and it jumped to 5.5% in May. That kind of a one-month surge is very unusual.
That's Stuart Hoffman. He's an analyst with PNC Financial in Pittsburgh. Hoffman says the unemployment rate jumped because more people continued to lose jobs, particularly in manufacturing and construction. And more people came into the job market looking for work, but weren't able to find any.
Partly a hiring freeze across a good part of the country, but the continued layoffs in the areas most adversely affected, particularly housing and anything related to housing.
While today's numbers were pretty bleak, there was some good news. Healthcare continued to add jobs. And while the unemployment rate did jump to 5.5%, that's relatively low by historical standards. Still, Hoffman said this report shows him that the country is in recession. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Washington.